Hello, you're listening to Danae Blogs. Let us begin with something simple. When was the last time you blamed a brand for a late delivery? Not the product, not the price. The delivery. That is the shift. For years, the supply chain stayed behind the scenes. Customers noticed products, prices, and promotions. Today, they notice speed. They notice availability. They notice how easy it is to return something. By 2030, global e-commerce sales are expected to cross $8 trillion. At the same time next day, and even same day, delivery is becoming the baseline expectation. Which means the supply chain is no longer invisible. It is now a deciding factor in brand choice. Retail success is not just about what you sell. It is about how fast and reliably you deliver it. So here's the real question. Can yesterday's systems handle tomorrow's demand? Most retail supply chains were built for predictability, central warehouses, bulk movement, long planning cycles. It worked in an offline first world, then e-commerce rewrote the rules, demand swings daily, product life cycles shrink, return rates in some categories approach 30%. Think about that. Almost 1 in 3 orders might come back. The pressure this creates across fulfillment and reverse logistics is enormous. Systems designed for stability struggle in an environment built on variability. So what does re-engineering look like? It begins with proximity. The supply chain of 2030 is not about building bigger warehouses. It is about moving closer to the customer. Retailers are building micro-fulfillment centers, regional hubs, dark stores. Orders are shipped from wherever they can reach the customer fastest. The result is simple: shorter distances, faster deliveries, better use of inventory, and scale without hurting the experience. But speed alone will not win the future. Supply chains must think ahead. Retailers that use AI-driven forecasting and real-time visibility are reducing logistics costs by up to 15% while improving accuracy. Why does that matter? Because anticipation replaces reaction. Instead of firefighting, you prevent the fire. When information flows smoothly across suppliers, warehouses, and delivery partners, the supply chain becomes proactive, not reactive. Yet there is a catch. As networks expand, complexity explodes. More nodes, more channels, more partners, more chances for friction. This is where winners separate themselves. Through orchestration, smart systems route orders dynamically, based on stock, distance, delivery promises, capacity. They absorb spikes without collapse. Control does not come from simplification. It comes from intelligent coordination. So what should retailers be doing right now? They should design networks closer to customers. They should build end-to-end visibility. They should treat returns as central, not secondary. They should partner with logistics platforms that scale with demand. Do this, and the supply chain stops being a cost center. It becomes a growth engine. Here is where the future of retail will be decided, not only on price, but on reliability, on speed, on experience. The companies that redesign their supply chains for agility, visibility, and intelligence will define 2030. Because in modern retail, the supply chain is no longer support infrastructure. It is where trust is earned and where it is kept.